Backspin. Jo, hier ist Carla und ich habe mich diesmal mit Pas Salut unterhalten. Für die von euch, die ihn nicht kennen, Pas Salut ist ein britischer Künstler. Er wurde 1997 in England geboren, ist allerdings die ersten 9 Jahre seines Lebens in Gambia bei seinen Großeltern aufgewachsen und kam dann zurück nach England, genauer gesagt nach Coventry, der gefährlichsten Stadt Englands. In Gambia wurde ihm Bescheidenheit und Disziplin beigebracht, aber auch stolz auf seine Herkunft zu sein. In England ist er dann erstmal mit rassistischen Anfeindungen konfrontiert. In seiner Jugend auf den Straßen von Coventry verfällt er der Kriminalität, verliert Freunde an Drogen und sieht Freunde sterben, die erstochen oder erschossen werden. Auch er selbst überlebt nur durch ein Wunder vor 2 Jahren einen Schuss in den Kopf. Um all diese Eindrücke zu verarbeiten, beginnt Pas Salut irgendwann mit dem Schreiben, Notizen oder manchmal auch Gedichte. Musik machen war nicht wirklich sein Plan, kommt aber auch nicht von ungefähr, denn seine Tante aus Gambia, bei der er ja auch quasi aufgewachsen ist, ist eine Folksängerin. Seit 2020 ist Pas Salus Name dann nicht mehr aus der UK-Rap-Szene wegzudenken. Mit dem Track Frontline gelingt ihm der Durchbruch. Der Song handelt von seinem Leben in Coventry und das Musikvideo dazu ist passenderweise wie eine Doku gedreht. Auf seiner ersten EP, Send Them to Coventry, arbeitet er mit Künstlern wie Millions, Backroad G oder Mahalia und brachte in diesem Jahr Features mit Slowthai, Getz oder H raus, also den ganz großen Namen der UK-Rap-Szene aktuell. In den letzten 1,5 Jahren wurde er für Awards nominiert und hat im Sommer die großen UK-Festivals gespielt. Im September ist dann seine EP African Rebel erschienen. Im Interview möchte ich von ihm wissen, was für ihn ein Rebel ist, wieso er stolz auf seine Sturheit ist, wie er mit dem ganzen Support aus der Szene umgeht und ob sein Leben dank seines Erfolgs etwas ruhiger geworden ist. Ich wünsche euch viel Spaß mit dem Interview. Bis bald!
Backspin. Today's guest had a very successful past 1.5 years. He dropped a critically acclaimed first EP, been on the cover of magazines, on TV, played all the important UK festivals this summer, got nominated for a handful of awards, and just recently dropped a new EP, and he did that all in times of a still ongoing pandemic, and I'm very excited to talk to him now. Hey Pas Salut, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm good as well. And yeah, thanks for making the time. So where are you right now? Because I think you're on tour.
Yeah, right now I'm in the tour bus.
In the tour bus? Oh, okay. So how's tour life treating you?
It's all right. It's all right. I just had the first day yesterday.
So you just started the tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Day 2 right now.
And where are you playing tonight?
Tonight, Manchester.
Ah, Manchester.
Okay. Yeah.
Ah, nice. And you also played festivals this summer. And was there like a show that really stood out? Or did you maybe link up with some artists you have met before that like really, yeah, stood out?
No, every show stood out. Every show stood out. Cause before my first festival shows, Burna Boy brought me out.
Oh yeah.
In Brixton, so and every show was different. It created its own memories, own DNA. Every show stood out to me.
Okay. Even yesterday.
Every show has its own memories, you know.
And where were you yesterday? Where did the tour start?
Yesterday, Bristol.
Tech
Club. It was in a boat.
Okay.
In a boat, yeah.
And from what I see on your Instagram or YouTube, you're like very visually creative with your live shows. I mean, just like in your music videos and also in your live performances. So you really make your shows an experience for the audience. And I think that's so cool to not just only have the concert, but you know,
it's an art. It's art, yeah. You know, own DNA. everything. It's just like the music, there's no genre. It's whatever you see, it's what you get, whatever I feel is what I want to show. You know, like, it's just me, energy.
Yeah, energy is a great keyword, because you recently dropped a new EP. It's called African Rebel with three tracks. And I think all of these three tracks are really incredible. So first we have Shining with Te'iwa. Can you help me with the pronunciation, Te'iwa?
Te'iwa and Zlatan.
And Zlatan. And it starts off like rather melancholic with the strings and then the beautiful voice of Tay.
Yeah.
And then you come in with this very powerful line, "Pain in my chest, I give it to them." Yeah. And then later this track transitions into style and fashion, and you can't not move to this track. Like, it's such a banger.
So, you know, style and fashion, I want it to be like the uplifting part of, you know, like the second version of pain in our chest, so we give it to them. Okay, now we've turned this pain into, you get me, we vibes it, we turn it into, it's like the same element, but it's just like a more uplifting, you know how like the party shot after the four, it goes to the, you hear the bass, and that, it's just, I don't know, it's for the heart, it's for the, yeah man, it's making you feel two different atmospheres, you know?
Yeah.
Where I want to feel goodness, I want to feel from the pain, you're still gonna feel a different element. That's, you know, it's DNA, you know, each, yeah.
And then like the last song is Lit, and it's again a whole nother kind of atmosphere, because it's so strong and kind of maybe a little dark and eerie, I would say, but also so powerful. And just like the other two tracks, they are all just energy. So
you see Lit, the last song, it has the percussions. You know, I was raised in Gambia. I was a lot of drums, so you hear the dun 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 dun. You know the certain rhythm. You know, it's not like the normal ta 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 ta. It's a dun dun. You know, like, I wanted to use the same element what I grew up hearing in trap, you know, into trap. You know, it's intertwined. You know how the video is like wrestlers. It comes from my tribe. You know, so I'm just trying to show the elements of back home and bring it to the world. It's so exciting. I want you to hear it. I want people to hear sounds that, you know, just, yeah, man, just fresh. You know, it's just, I want to bring it.
Definitely one of the things that really make you stand out in this UK rap scene at the moment, because you just blend in so many things. And yeah, then we have an EP like this, which is just incredible. So, and it's called African Rebel. So how would you define a rebel?
A rebel is like, I'm an African rebel. I'm not a rapper. You get me? I'm a musician. You know what I'm saying? I come from, you know, like folk music, you know? I didn't listen to normal music, but I come from folk music. Folk music is like what a mother would teach the daughter, and the grandmother would teach that mother, and the great-grand, you know what I'm saying? That's how I define music, you know? It's not just a marketing. It's not to get rich. It's not to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's out of love and stories, you know, there's a lot to say. There's meaning behind everything, you know. I want what I say to teach a person. I want 100 years, you know, in the future, look at a quote I said, you know what I'm saying? And it helps you with your life. You know what I'm saying? Like this is the definition of music back home. And that's I'm a rebel. I'm gonna stick to that. I'm gonna stick to what I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's love of it, you know, till now, to you know, till the end. There won't be no end, but till the end, like, bro, till I go, you know, But this is all just love, and that's what I want to remain, you know, love, facts, you know, because I want to teach a lot. I want to teach about my past. I want to teach my history, you know, like, you know, this is who I am. You know, this is why I'm a rebel. I know who I am. I know what I'm trying to do, you know, and it's all right intentions. This is why I'm a rebel. You know, I do not let darkness darken me. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, this is why I'm a rebel. You know, like, I don't. This is love, yeah.
You can really tell, like, when I listen to your music, I can really tell that it comes from, like, the purest of intentions. Like you said, it's not to make music or not to make money, sorry, or whatever, but it's to, yeah, to, you have a story to tell, and yeah, and I don't know, I can just really hear that, and it's great. And it, again, another trait that really makes you stand out. And you mentioned this a lot, that you know who you are and that you're stubborn. And I want to know what stubbornness means to you, because usually it's a rather negatively connotated characteristic, right? So yeah. Why do you think it's a positive trait?
It's a positive trait, and it helps me, because I can't, like, for example, just with my music, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna follow a certain, you know, blueprint, because I am the blueprint. Life is the blueprint. Me waking up every day is the blueprint. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my pattern. So I'm not gonna follow a genre as well. This is just the music part, you know? I'm not gonna follow a genre. If I want to make this, I'm going to make this. If I want to make that, I'm going to make that. It's going to sound in each way. I want every year, you know, as long as you can get the message, what I'm feeling, the pain, what anything that can help you, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make music for kids. I'm going to make music for adults. I'm going to make music for our grandparents, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make music that our ancestors used to listen to, you know what I'm saying, with every element. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to limit myself. I've been trapped for how long in my life? You know what I'm saying? If I'm good at this, if I love this, I'm going to go. You know what I'm saying? And that's with life as well. For me, I'm going to be pushed out that much. I'm the cheekiest brother you ever, you know what I'm saying? I'm the cheekiest brother you ever meet. You know what I'm saying? I'll make sure. I don't know how to explain it, you know? For me, nothing will bring my energy down. And this is why I'm stubborn. Nothing will bring my energy down. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I know.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's like, well, how do you put it? It's like a gift to be, like, so confident in oneself and to really know who you are. So I think not many people have that, and it's so great that you have it and that you can transport it in your music.
And it's sad. Huh? You should wake up every day. You are a king. You are a queen. You know what I'm saying? No cap. Like, you know, it's deeper than what it is, man. People don't see the royalty, and I don't blame them. They just need a little push. You know what I'm saying? Like, growing up, you hear about ancient Egypt. You hear about Egypt, for example. You know what I'm saying? But they never told me there's a Sudan. You know what I'm saying? There's more pyramids in Sudan than Egypt. You know what I'm saying? It's just like facts. We're here to bring interesting history and culture. People, you know what I'm saying? Just people, if anyone ain't hurt, managed to. Because education, learning is so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Like, knowing something new every day is beautiful. I mean, you know, I think, yeah, man, this, yeah, man, I just want to show the beauty in the world, man. The only beauty in this world, and that's it.
And you said that growing up in the Gambia is something that inspires you in your music, and you're not the only musician in your family, right? So I read that your aunt is a Gambian folk singer. From your music, we get a picture of what your life was like in Coventry, but not so much of your childhood in the Gambia. So can you maybe tell us a little bit of how it was to live with your grandparents, grow up like far away from your mum, from your dad, and then coming back to the UK?
It was good. You know, there's this difference between school and, yeah, it's very humbling, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a big difference between school here and there, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, yeah, look down. That is, back home is very humbling. Like, you know what life is, man. Teachers are going to whoop you, you know what I'm saying? If you misbehave, they're going to whoop you, you know what I'm saying? if you still, your cousins will grab you, your arm and your feet, you know what I'm saying? And your grandma will whip you, you know what I'm saying? Like it's, you know, you're working from young, bro. You see that, kids working from young, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see poverty as well, you know what I'm saying? You see real life. It's crazy. You see people having fun in a way people look down upon here. You know what I'm saying? But people making, you know, still seeing love, still managing to move every day, even with so little, it will humble you. You know what I'm saying? Back home will humble you. That's the beauty of it. Education. And when you're home, me being home, I've seen a lot. You know, I've seen a lot that I needed to understand. Okay, this is life at an early age. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's an understanding, very humbling. You know, it changed me. Not, well, obviously, it made me. Innit? I was raised there, but you know, I grew up in a mosque. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not. It's just a different childhood. Me. Very disciplined. I saw life for what it is. You know, very into my culture. I was in tune. You know.
And what did you take away from Gambian culture? Like, what did you take back with you to the UK? And like, what are the main differences, or are there even like similarities in like growing up in the Gambia and then coming to the UK?
Big difference. I realized I'm different in the UK.
Oh, so you were dark,
like all everything I've experienced in the UK is different. I didn't see crackheads till I came to the UK, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's front line in Gambia, but it's different. You know, back home people do because they've got nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's violent but peace, you know what I'm saying? But yo, you see real life here, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's big difference. As soon as I came to the country, my mom would have rocks thrown at her window, you know what I'm saying, for her skin tone, you know what I'm saying? So because of Gambia, I came with pride, you know what I'm saying? I knew how to handle it without being ready, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It taught me how to handle a situation without being ready. You know what I'm saying? So there's a big difference. Who back home will eat together in a plate. So I'll say big difference. Big plate. Our neighbors come, each side come eat both sides. So I'll say, here, there's plates by yourself. Obviously, it's, you know, but you know, it's different, isn't it? It's different. And that's my job now, to show the beauty of where I'm from and to where I've, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this is a universal language. The universal language is love. That's what Gambia has taught me. You know what I'm saying? Everyone, you know, you need to, I don't know how to explain it, you know, but.
I think it's funny because how you described like the circumstances in the Gambia and then also in Coventry, both, I don't know, it both seem like places with like no great perspective whatsoever, but it seems like in the Gambia you still
what do you mean by no great perspective?
No, I mean how do I put it? so you grow up with like almost like nothing, like not privileged at all, so it's just you have to just hustle more and you have more of a struggle than other people.
It's just Coventry.
Yeah, but also like what you said about the Gambia, that you know you're very humbled there because people just, you know, you don't really have anything, but you have to learn to live
you don't
with
have much.
Yeah, you don't have much, but you learn
you've got
to live
animals,
with what you
eating.
Have. Yeah,
you've got animals,
exactly.
You're eating. You've got your family there, you're eating. You know, it's you see the realness of that here. If you got nothing, you got nothing.
Yeah, and that's that was like the point that I was like trying to make. But that's exactly what I got from what you just told me about both of the places, because like both you start off like with not much, and so was there ever a time where you were afraid you'd like end up a victim to Coventry, or were you always sure you'd make it out eventually?
Again, me, I come from Gambia with pride. I know how to adapt to the situation. Mm-hmm. I know how to adapt to every situation, but nah, I knew I will never give up. I can't be a crackhead. It's not their fault, but how can I? I'm a child of an immigrant. I'm here to push. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't let the end string. You hear me? Like, I'm a child of an immigrant. That's bigger than what it is. My parents did not come here to have a first generation, you know what I'm saying, to give up or give in to anything. So, you know what I'm saying? That's not even part of the vocab. I'm not even, you hear me? That's, it speaks for itself. Like, I'm not here. Not like I've seen a lot of friends turn into crackheads, yes. And it's pain, you know what I'm saying? It's very painful, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's deep, you know what I'm saying? Maybe their parents, a lot of them parents crackheads, you know what I'm saying? So the system didn't really push them like that, or had love like that. So in the end they became that. So I know the pain in being a crackhead, yes. But me, thank God, I don't know, I got sent to Gambia. You know what I'm saying? And I know how lucky I am, regardless of this situation. You think here was anything? Nah. You know what I'm saying? So I know how to handle. You know what I'm saying? So I know. I'm just lucky for being the way the pattern my life's been. I don't know. Being disciplined, humbled, having not. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But crackhead or giving up, or just, you know, ready to lose it all or anything, that's never been my mind state or aiming, you know what I'm saying? Because my parents came to this country to do better, you know what I'm saying? I was a victim of the streets. I had to do what I have to do, you know what I'm saying? But I know my intention and anything, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, my plan was never, I never thought nothing can put me down, to be honest. Like, even now, like, I don't think, you know, that's the perspective of outside. Yeah, I'm no success, or I'm doing music now. You know what I'm saying? I'm somewhere. Nah, I've just came out. You get me? There's a story behind mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot. I'm still, you know, so I don't, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we're just trying to push. We're just trying to push. You know what I'm saying? It's very different how people see it and how it really is. You know what I'm saying? I just lost friends. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Certain stuff happened to me. You know what I'm saying? You know the biggest thing that helped me is Coventry and how everything happened, building me to be this strong. You know what I'm saying? The other thing is Gambia. You know what I'm saying? So these things, they're the biggest. These are the biggest situations. So yeah, it's. I don't know if I'm explaining it properly, but
yes, definitely. I mean, it makes it's just really interesting listening to what you have to say, because you really have to say something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and did you ever have other career plans than becoming an artist? Like, how did that even happen that you became a musician? And what did your parents first think of you pursuing a career in music?
My parents, again, it's music. They advised me, you know what I'm saying? But obviously, I don't know, I love this.
So you think they would have supported you?
I go with my heart follows.
Okay. And they would support you no matter what that thing is that your heart follows. Okay.
Of course.
So there's this saying, which is also the title of your debut EP. It's called Send Them to Coventry. And can you explain that saying to us, like, because it's something negative, right?
And them to come and it's not negative, guy. What send them to Coventry, you know, where to cut somebody off. You know what I'm saying? It's not negative to me. The world can cut me off. I will remain shining. You know what I'm saying? The world can cut you off, but with your push, with your belief, you will remain shining. You know what I'm saying? So it's an old saying, you know, send them to Coventry.
Mm-hmm.
Coventry, they used to send, you get me? Like, it's a deep... It's a saying that's, it's a saying way before anything. Yeah.
Hmm. And on that EP is your breakout song, Frontline. So can you talk us through the working and production process of, this literally life-changing track to you? Do you remember how you worked on that and what inspired you to do that track?
Yeah, it was It's
I mean, it's been a while since it came out.
Frontline was one of the quickest songs I've done. It's like really? 30 minutes. Wrote it 30 minutes. You know, obviously a producer called Jevon, you know what I'm saying? Artist as well, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just made it there. It's just, I don't know, my music, we just make it there, you know? It's energies, you know? No, it's love. It's so, I don't know.
But before you started writing tracks, you wrote poetry, right? To kind of cope with what's going on in your head.
Mm-hmm. Notes, yeah.
So it didn't came from nothing, this... I mean, even if you wrote it in 30 minutes or produced it in 30 minutes, but you kind of did prepare it before, didn't you? Teaching you to write?
Yeah, with that preparing me, But Frontline, I was, bad man, run up in your band, though. You're just there speaking. You know, there's different ways to write. When I started, is the notes that definitely helped me because I had no lyrics, but I used the notes that I was always, you know what I'm saying, somehow just writing, you know what I'm saying? So... Is I've learned, yes. It's, I don't know. It's all help. Even if I didn't do notes, it would have been my auntie. My auntie was a folk singer in Gambia. Humans, we catch on to so much you don't realize. Then when it comes to a point, you know what I'm saying? You just somehow, you know what I'm saying? Like I haven't sang before. I've never done lessons. I've never done, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't sing now, but you get me. I know how to control it. I know how to follow what my head says when I want to sing, or you know, melodies. You know, I know it's deeper than what it is. I know how gifted we humans are. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I just wanna unlock more, find. You know, it's deeper than what it is. Like, how am I doing this? You know what I'm saying? Like, same time. How am I doing this? Why did I run? Why was I so used to writing notes? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's deeper than what it is. And I want to follow. I don't know how to explain it, but it's deeper than what it is. Because I had no interest for music. When people were doing music, doing grime, you know what I'm saying? You know, people after school and that, rapping and that. I was there with my mask on. Don't get me on a camera. I don't want to get involved. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I want to see how life, you know what I'm saying? You know, I never knew I was going to do music. But 1 year, I done performing arts properly. You know what I'm saying? The year before that, I done art, you know what I'm saying? Fine art properly. You know what I'm saying? I was very good at it. You know what I'm saying? But I never knew all of this. So me, I look at life as a pattern. Why? You know what I'm saying? Okay, Gambia. Why was I sent to Gambia for 9 years? Not just to chill. I was educated. Like, I was disciplined. I was shown what life is. I was taken to villages. I was shown stuff my parents were not told. You know what I'm saying? I'm looked at as a pattern. Why did I come Coventry and survive? Huh? Like, so much madness I have survived. You know what I'm saying? Like, life is a pattern in every... This is chapters in my life. And I see to detail. I don't know how to explain yet, but there'll be a day I can explain. You know, there'll be a day I can explain. You'll get, like, our next interview, maybe 2 months, maybe 3 months, you're going to get at least better than today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been doing music not long at all. You know what I'm saying? And I know this, you know, like, so if, you know, for me to realize this and know this, like, I think is is Coventry, is Gambia that's made sure I think like this, you know, make sure I see reality. You know what I'm saying? Cause what's happening, cool. You know what I'm saying? That like, I can make songs, you know, people will like it, but they don't really know what's going on. Truly, you know what I'm saying? How much I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's you know, it's so, I'm really pudding in this right now. I don't know. Yeah, it's just a start.
Okay, and so we were talking about your confidence and you knowing who you are earlier. And on your first EP, there are lines like on Block Boy, it's I ain't met nobody like me, or on They Don't Know I'm a Different Breed, or on Frontline, they ain't on what I'm on right. So, I mean, we kind of already discussed where this confidence come from, but like, yeah, what really, oh yeah, where does your confidence come from? Because I think it's still a difference to like know who you are and being proud and like having such a confidence that, yeah, I don't know, that I can see from these lines.
What do you mean?
You just said that you.
I have every single right to be confident.
Definitely, yeah.
Of I'm here, they are on what I'm on right. I'm a different breed. I have every single confidence. You know what I'm saying? I have to. What you think? If I did not think this, if I let the, as you said, why the crackhead? I have to. You know what I'm saying? Because if I don't, I know people. Again, luckily I was raised this way. You know, luckily maybe I was sent. You know what I'm saying? But I have to. You know what I'm saying? It gets you crazy when your friends are dying young. You know what I'm saying? Like it messes with your head. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy when you're seeing your friends turn into crackheads. You know what I'm saying? It's hard getting shot. You know what I'm saying? You get me? It's deeper than what it is. You know what I'm saying? And so, for me, getting shot is where I'm from is nothing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's deeper than what it is. So I'm gonna speak everything with confidence. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna let nobody, no world, put me down. Then nothing is gonna make, you know what I'm saying? The way life has treated me, I'm not gonna. They are on what I'm on right. They're stronger than what I can take. That's it. They're stronger than what I can take. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I believe. You know what I'm saying? There'll be another person. I ain't on what they're on right. I couldn't hack what they can take. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But me, the confidence will stay till I die. You know what I'm saying? Got all my life, we're not having that. You know what I'm saying? I know myself. And you know, yeah, man. They are on what I'm on right.
On TTM, when the system expected me to feel sorry for myself, Trap showed me how to get paid. Now I can never go broke. And this just really hit me. And I wanted to know, like, TTM is for Trap Till Morning, right? And I wanted to know if you still Trap Till Morning, or did you become calmer with the growing success? Did you maybe find some peace of mind?
Trap, no, all my life. Most of my life has been in a trap, you know what I'm saying? So now trap will not have that meaning. Everyone thinks it to mean trap, trap, trap. We're selling drugs, we're selling this and that. You know what I'm saying? Now to me, trap means work. You know what I'm saying? As risk time, till night, till morning, you know what I'm saying? We'll do nothing but work. So trap means work. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It means the hard work I've put in, and we still do this. When the system accepted me to feel sorry for myself, again with the crackhead, And people, you know what I'm saying, the hood hitting people, you know what I'm saying, like, they expected us to feel sorry for us, so that's not going to happen to me, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. You think I'm not going to work hard, I'm going to work hard. You think I'm going to kill my life, I'm not going to kill my life, you know, you think I'm going to sink, I will not sink, I will float, I will swim, you know what I'm saying, like, it's, you know. Expecting me to feel sorry for myself. There's no sorry. There's confidence. Staying on what I'm on right. I can take this pain. See if you can hack my head. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, stubbornness. Stubbornness. I just want to show love. That's it. Love is what relates us all.
So. So, as I said in my introduction earlier, you get lots of support, like from critics, radio show hosts, DJs, household names of UK's rap scene. And Getz had this to say about you, like from his last, like you're on his last album as well. And you worked together before, and he said, Pa's a lovely soul. He's just one of those men you want to see win. And I feel that a lot of people feel this way about you. And I just wanted to know, how do you process this? Like all the support you're getting from everywhere. And why do you think it happens to you? Like, what do you, why do you think that you, like, I don't know, deserve it? Because I have an answer in my head, but I want to hear yours first.
I just, me, my whole, I don't know, African Rebels is one that my whole intention is for all of us to win. So my intention is love, is love. I'm coming through. My music is me. This is exactly me. My lyrics is me, you know what I'm saying? So it's love. Like me, I've been a fan of Getz, for example. For how long? I never knew in my life you'll ever say that. You know what I'm saying? But I came to this music with an intent of, you know, maybe it's that give the energy, you get the same energy back, or what? Well, you know, it's just me. It's love. I mean, I want everyone to win. You know what I'm saying? And that's my music. Who it helps? You know what I'm saying? The pride of who you are. You know what I'm saying? So I hope it's not that hard to see what I'm trying to do.
No, it really isn't. So, you know, my reality growing up was very different from yours, obviously, and I'll never be fully able to understand what you've been through because, you know, I'm a white woman that grew up in, like, more privileged circumstances.
And there's certain stuff you might go through that I can't handle.
Exactly.
And what you're on, right, I can't handle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Mentally, and so... You know, and
this is what you really give to your listeners. Like, I really do feel the energy and the power in your music, and I can feel the pain or the anger, but also the strength and the pride. And I can tell that your music, as I said before, just comes from the purest of intentions. You want to tell your story. You want to shed light on the injustice that you and your peers experienced, and you give the unprivileged a voice, and I'm just so happy that someone like you is being heard, because you really have to say something, and it's so important. So, yeah, I'm just...
Thank you, man. Trust me, I appreciate you know, me, it's just understanding, man. I don't do punchline, whatever I say. It's just how I stay and feel. So, me, I appreciate it with, you know, that's what I mean. I don't have fans. I have supporters. It's love. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a star. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? This is all of us. You know, robots. That's all. You know what we all take. This is what makes us really. You know everything we take and the strength. You know what I'm saying? The love, everything. This is what makes us really. This is our nature. You know what I'm saying? All this material stuff. All this pride, ego stuff. Come on, man. It's our stories that count. It's what we live.
And you really achieved so much in these past 1.5 years. And what do you want to achieve next? What are you up to?
Right now I'm working on myself. Working on myself, even like speaking, you know, interviews, you know, with life, you know, just getting used to life, you know what I'm saying? Like, now I'm catching up as well. I'm catching up. You know, all my life I've been working, I've been chopping, I've just been not letting no pressure get to me. I was looking, you know what I'm saying? So right now I'm just improving me. I'm still writing my story. You know, we're still writing our stories. So just, yeah. I can't let what's going on. I can't. No, I don't know. It's different. What people see and what's going on is different, you know.
Okay.
So getting used to everything. Yeah. It's greatness, greatness. Album next year, you know. It's pushing.
Just pushing. Okay. I think those are very good last words for this interview. Thank you so much. And to the people listening, go check out Pa Salut's EP, African Rebel.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice tour.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care. Backspin.